This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for April 2016. How did classical music play a part of Norman Pickering's life as an engineer, inventor, researcher, musician, husband, father, and grandfather, and what musical instruments did he play? Norman Pickering's mother, Elise Elliott Pickering, a pianist, taught him to read music when he was little. When he was 7, he began studying the violin with his grandmother, his mom's mother. After injuring his right hand while playing baseball as a teenager, he began studying the French horn. The French horn, quote, valves are played with the left hand. Pickering was a third-generation musician. When he told his father, a marine engineer, he wanted to go to college and study music, his father said, quote, music is for sissies. Study engineering. Norman went on to study engineering at Newark College of Engineering, graduating with his electrical engineering degree in 1936. He was then offered a graduate scholarship to study the French horn at the Juilliard School. Also, he studied acoustics under Harvey Fletcher at Columbia University. After graduation, he played his French horn in the Indianapolis Orchestra for 3 years. He also began, quote, a recording studio in Indianapolis because of his interest, quote, in the technical aspects of recording. In 1940, C.G. Kahn Company hired him to work on designing their musical instruments. Pickering helped to create, quote, the Kahn 8D French horn used by today's orchestras. During World War II, the Kahn facility for building musical instruments was turned into a manufacturing company for producing, quote, aircraft instruments, Sperry Gyroscope Company. Pickering was offered a job working for Sperry at their Long Island, New York facility from the year 1942 through 1945. Norman Pickering at that time was the conductor of the company's Sperry Symphony. With his interest in aviation, he became a pilot. Later, Pickering worked for Boeing, quote, solving vibration problems in the 707 and 747 airliners. Pickering for 10 years played, quote, as a substitute for the New York Philharmonic and for 15 years for the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra on his French horn and viola. He also taught at, quote, Michigan's Interlochen Music Camp. Norman Pickering was listening to a recording in 1945. He was so disappointed with the sound quality, he decided to develop his, quote, Pickering pickup and Pickering cartridge. Norman Pickering said at the time, it was a big surprise to me that the public took to this device as they did. It was never intended to be a consumer product. It was a professional transducer for people in the recording business. So we found that we were selling them right and left for people who just wanted to play records at home. The benefits were the sound quality and the lack of wear and tear on records. Mr. Pickering founded his Pickering & Company, quote, to manufacture high-fidelity equipment of his own design and has served as technical advisor and consultant to George Zell, Benny Goodman, Les Paul, and others. Mr. Pickering in 1948 began to study violin make, quote, which led to his acoustical investigations and construction of more than 40 violins, violas, and research. He taught at City College of New York, quote, as a visiting professor teaching electrodynamics and musical acoustics. The Audio Engineering Society was started in 1948 by Mr. Pickering, quote, as an international organization, end quote, to disperse information on improving audio technology. In Southampton Hospital in Southampton, New York, during the 70s, Pickering worked on developing, quote, ultrasound diagnostic technique for the eyes. Pickering served after 1980, quote, as president of the Violin Society of America, consulting for Addario Strings, end quote, and building violins, violas, and bows. Norman Pickering, engineer, inventor, researcher, and lifelong musician, died on November 18, 2015 in East Hampton, New York at the age of 99.